This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, a brother just contacted me a while ago saying that his mom and his dad are doing all they can, trying their very best to convince him to divorce his wife. Now he's saying that they started threatening him, saying that if you don't obey us, we will make a dua against you and we'll ask Allah to curse you and so on and so forth. And if you don't, this is what's going to happen to you. And then the brother is a bit worried. He's saying like, will I be sinful if I disobey them? Because I don't see any logical explanation to what they are asking me to do, to divorce my wife. I don't see any reason for that, other than that maybe my wife does not fit their standards, their way of life and style. My brothers and sisters in Islam, believe it or not, this is something very common sometimes in various cultures, where Muslim parents sometimes will use their status in the Quran or through the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, because their status is very, very high. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. After the command of worshipping none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said what? And you have to be dutiful and kind and deal and treat your parents with all goodness and so on. So after worshipping Allah, the commands of treating parents with goodness is mentioned. So some parents, they are using that to threaten and blackmail their children, that if you don't obey me, I will actually sue you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, look, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you are not actually allowed to obey anyone if they are asking you to do something against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to any created being on the face of planet earth, even if these people are your parents. There is no obedience on the account of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no, don't listen to them. No. You know, the concept of birrul walidain, or obeying parents in Islam, serving them and so on, is in matters related to their lives, in matters related to them. So if they need you to take them somewhere and you have the means, yeah, go and serve them. You are obliged to do that. You have the means, you have money and they need money, and yes, go and obey them and serve them in that regards, anything related to what they want. But they have nothing to do, they have no business to do in matters related to your life, to your wife, to your family members. So be careful, my brothers and sisters in Islam. You are not allowed to obey your parents if they are asking you to do something against the law and the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us all, and may Allah grant us the right understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.